So that's Ian, who in the final of the Great British Bake Off, the final, managed to forget in the first recipe to put his sugar in. Sounds simple, doesn't it? But he managed it. And I love the point where he says to Paul Hollywood, I think there's something missing from this, as if Paul Hollywood had actually baked it. It was him. And in the final of the bake-off, he managed to forget to put the sugar in. Now, our boys and girls did very well. They got everything in, including some shell, which was excellent. They didn't forget anything because they had a recipe. And the recipe was there to tell them what to put in. And actually, it's even crazier that Ian had a recipe. It was the first bake. He's allowed a recipe. But he still managed to forget one of, if not the key ingredients that was the sugar. As I was watching it, I just sat there thinking, that's it. Your chances have gone. There's no way that you're going to win this. But as I began to think about what he had done, it made me realize that actually it was something similar to what a lot of us do with the Bible. Because in some ways, the Bible is a bit like a recipe book. And that's not a perfect picture, but it's a bit like a recipe book. Because a recipe book is there so that we can make something right. We might try and make buns ourselves, or we might try and make cakes ourselves, or brownies ourselves, whatever it might be, and we might have a good guess at it. But if we want to make it right, get a recipe out and use the recipe book, and that will help you to make the thing right. And you know, the Bible is a book that is concerned about making us right. It's concerned about making us right with God, because we're not right with God. Sin is in the world and sin is in our lives, and it means that we have a wrong standing before God. It means that we are not right with Him. And God gave us this book, the Bible, so that we could be made right with Him. Sorry. There we go. That's what the Bible is there for. And actually, there's one key ingredient. And Paul was talking about it to the Galatians in the verses that were read to us earlier. And this is what he says. He says, we know that a person is made right. Now, they used a big word in the version that we read earlier, justified, but that's a simple way of saying it. We know that a person is made right with God by faith in Jesus Christ, not by obeying the law. And we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we might be made right with God because of our faith in Christ, not because we have obeyed the law. Paul is saying the key ingredient to being made right with God is faith in Jesus Christ. That is the most important thing. There's loads of other great things in the Bible, loads of other helpful things in the Bible, but the most important thing it tells us, the key ingredient to being made right with God, is that we must put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ and what He has done for us on the cross. That is the key ingredient. But you know what, boys and girls, mums and dads, family and friends, some of us can be a bit like Ian. Some of us can own this book, this recipe book that tells us how to be made right with God. Some of us can open it up every week, but yet we still don't see what the key ingredient is. We still don't understand that there's one thing we must do to be made right. We can think, oh, it's okay if I go to church, or it's okay if I go to GB or BB, I'll be fine before God, but that's not what this verse tells us. This verse tells us the most important thing, the key ingredient, is that we put our faith in Jesus Christ. That's how we are made right with God. That's the key ingredient that every single one of us needs to have in our life. And let me just say to the leaders of the GB and BB, as you're commissioned tonight, that's also the key ingredient of your organizations. Yes, you're going to do loads of fun things. Yes, you're going to play games and sports and craft, and you're going to do Duke of Ed and all those different things. I don't know what goes on in your GB and BB, but I'm sure there's lots of those things. But for you, when you meet weekly, That is the key thing. That's the most important thing to share with the boys and girls, the children, young people that are in your care, that they need to put their faith in Jesus Christ. So boys and girls, mums and dads, family and friends, I'm sure lots of you have this recipe book. I'm sure it's sitting in your shelf and it's brought out often. It's read often, but have you realized what the key ingredient is to being made right with God? And have you put your faith in Jesus Christ? Let me say a prayer as I finish off. God, we thank you for the chance to gather together and to worship you tonight. We thank you for these two wonderful organizations. God, we pray tonight that in the year ahead, yes, they will have so much fun. Yes, there will be so much joy and laughter in all of their activities. But most importantly, God, they will teach these children and these young people that the most important thing in their life, the key ingredient, is to put their trust and their faith in Jesus Christ. And God, I pray if there's anyone here tonight who has been for weeks or months or years reading this wonderful recipe book that is the Bible, that helps us understand how we can be made right with you, but God, they haven't understood the key ingredient. May they see that clearly tonight, that they need to put their faith in your Son, Jesus. We thank you for what he did for us on the cross. And God, help each one of us to understand its importance and significance in our lives tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.